Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Another day of Cannabis School, another review. And today we've got a sweet flavored
Oh, I'm excited.
Cannabis.
This sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, I like really peachy things. I like peachy flavors.
Like peach rings.
Yeah, the candies.
They're delicious.
They taste like chemicals, but they're like so good while being bad at the same time.
And maybe this will be like chemicals. So what we're reviewing today is Spiked Peach. This is a sativa hybrid.
By Fade Co. Out in Story.
Dude.
Cannabis.
Good stuff out there.
Yeah.
Need a little bit more information, but other than that, I really, really have enjoyed their flower.
I do too, yeah.
I like their carts too.
I do too. Their live resins have actually been incredibly
dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got a live resin. I was just out in Glenwood Springs.
Okay.
I will say it's been my least favorite one so far. Out of the live resin from Paper Airplanes from California, the live resin from Arizona.
Oh, Paper
The
planes.
Live resin from Dragonfly. All of those are better than the live resin that I just got out in Colorado.
Well, it kind of sounds like that experience wasn't really the best. It was like kind of a shitty dispo. The girl behind the counter wasn't great.
Yeah, she didn't seem like she wanted to be there. I was like,
I get it.
Right.
It's like people who work at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Some of them are just super happy to see you. Other ones are just like, fuck my life.
And maybe it was a shitty day for her.
Possibly.
You know?
But you know what's not going to be a shitty day?
Oh, today.
Today. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Spiked Peach. Tell us about Spiked Peach. What's the, do we know the lineage?
No. No, we don't.
Fine. Whatever.
Well, actually, let's see. Let's see if there is a Spiked Peach
But
strain.
I will share this. So this is a sativa strain or a sativa hybrid leaning strain, but the terpene breakdown is quite different, but I've noticed it with several different types of more pain-relieving sativas. So this one's high in beta-carotene. It's got humulene, which is the second, and they're all pretty decent amounts in there, and it's followed by a good amount of linalool. So that tells me that it's going to have a lot of, it's going to have some sedative properties. The linalool is going to be good to kind of bring it up, but it'll also help with that tightness in the chest. And then the beta-carotene is going to do like that, the mix of beta-carotene and humulene is a great pain relieving, analgesic is what it's called, right? Pain relieving properties that will be able to help with little things that you're experiencing. It says it's a mild, both beta and humulene are both mild in their analgesic properties. So,
okay, so here's an interesting thing. I just looked at Fade Co.'s website or their site for this.
Okay.
Now, the breakdown it says, or like for that, in the name, like going through the description, it calls it Spiked Peach at the very top.
Okay.
It calls it Spiked Punch multiple times down throughout the actual definition, description,
so do you think
everything
they
else.
Just screwed up?
I don't know. So when I went to search up Spiked Punch, it actually pulls up a cross with Purple Punch and Larry OG F8 is what
OG.
Is made to create Spiked Punch. So I don't really know which one it is. We'll have to see if we get... So Spiked Punch gives you more of like a grape exhale, smooth. So we'll have to see if it's that one or if it's more of this Spiked Peach one, which might give you more of... Let's see what the flavors are here. Sweet tropical spicy undertones. So we'll have to see if you get sweet tropical fruits or more of the grapey tones and that from the other.
I can't even take small hits from my MJ Arsenal water pipe and get the same feeling that I get from that jet filtration. I know it's like I'm pleasuring myself to thinking about jet filtrations, but I'll tell you, by far the best, because I get the best flavors, the best hit, super smooth, tiny bit of cough. If I would have hit the top of that, the very little bit of that one through my MJ Arsenal,
I'd be yeah.
It's so, very mild in its flavor profile.
It is. to be fair, this is, God.
I'm going to get lit.
When was it that I was in Arizona? It's been months. So that's at least a couple months old.
November.
Oh, yeah.
You were November. Because we've had so many different strains, and we are on backlog. And a lot of them, you know, you got to understand that we get these strains, and some of them we don't even partake of. We just let them sit in their airtight jars or in a pre-roll that's in its own little container to be able to review this for you. This was in a pre-roll.
Yeah.
It's light peppery notes on the second hit, more so in the back of my throat, like a real good, like, spicy food type of hot.
Okay, yeah.
Because some beta-carotene ones, when it's really high, I can even feel it in my mouth.
And that's what made me wonder if it was the spiked peach one that's different than the grape. Like if it, because that does give you spicy undertones. With that like fruity kind of thing. And I do get, like it is a spicy undertone, and I am getting the fruity notes. Like it's not overly bearing fruity.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, hints of fruit.
What I like about this one already on the soft onset, and that's what I'm going to call it from now on, is a soft onset at first, because that's what you get. You don't get the full effect probably about 5 to 10 minutes into it, sometimes longer. But this one is kind of nice. It's very heady. I'm feeling it in the top of my skull.
Yep.
I would have
right
called
behind
this,
my eyes.
I would have called this Castle Grayskull because it is in the top of my head, but it's a good amount of pressure, like almost a headache feel almost coming on, but it's not a full-on headache, which sounds really strange.
Yeah.
But it is, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like wearing a
jaw.
Cap.
Yeah.
Wearing a cap.
Like if I was wearing like, what's it called?
Like a beanie.
No, the
oh, yarmulke.
There you go.
Oh, really small.
Yeah, really very small. Centered. Just the top of my skull. Like if I, because the yarmulke is put on the back of the head right near the.
Mine's a little bit larger than yarmulke size.
Yes.
Mine's like, I almost feel like I'm wearing Tyler beanie.
Yes. A small, tiny beanie. Yep. Yeah. And it's tight. Like, I feel that pressure there, but it's not like, it's
not
so,
pain.
No, it's weird. It's like this, okay, now it's being more illuminated because it came on soft as very sedative feeling, relaxed more, I would say. And now it's evolving into uplifting, cotton mouth.
So this one's supposed to be good for daytime use. It's like a very, they say it's an invigorating sensory experience.
Hmm.
Which I do think, like, the lights are a little bit more pronounced.
Okay. Like, I was telling you about the one I sampled yesterday, the Green Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That, I didn't bring it with me, damn.
Was that concentrate or flower?
That was a disty. And okay. I was really surprised
that
this disty was, like, so potent, not sedative at all, not high feeling, energized. Like caffeine,
yeah,
but without the rush in the heart. It's high enough in either limonene or linalool that it actually made me not even feel like typical cannabis.
There's some weird strains like that.
Yeah.
That you're like...
Not expected.
No, and you're just like energized or focused, but not like you don't feel like you have cannabis in your system almost.
No. This, however, makes me very chill. I like this now. So still in the top of my head, a little behind my eyes. I don't feel like it's going to give me dry eyes.
I feel it in my arms.
I feel it in
my
back.
I feel relaxed.
I feel very relaxed.
Like, this is a nice, enjoyable, I feel clear.
Yeah.
But like relaxed.
I feel like I'm okay. Like it doesn't matter what kind of stress is in your life, right? Whether you're rich or poor, it's just different problems.
Yeah.
It's different money problems is what it is. And that can be one that weighs on everybody. It weighs on us.
Oh, yeah.
It weighs on everybody that I know. And I don't care about that right now. I really don't. Like, I can talk about it, and it still doesn't... This is really good to reset the energy, man. Like, you need to get, like, a quick grounding and just say, all right, let's start over here, and then use this in conjunction with another strain that would be able to be more guided towards what you want more of us. So this is like the baseline strain. I like this because you could stack it with other strains.
Could be a really beautiful combo.
Yeah, for real, dude. Like I told you about recently, I mixed Malawi Sunrise and whatever modified grapes I had left.
Yeah.
And dude, that bud, I've had that since last fall.
Yeah,
that early fall.
Boggles my mind you had that.
And when I opened it up, it was still in flower. Still squishy, dude. I could not believe it. And the flower that I had that was ground up in there, that had been there since December. And it was still soft.
That boggles my mind.
And when I combined both of them, I was like, dude, this was the best. Like, I got really stupid high at first. Yeah. Then it went away. Then I was clear. Then I was chatty.
Huh.
It was like these stages. And this is really good because it's not one way or another. Like, I could smoke enough of this and go to sleep or go do a bunch of things.
Yeah, it's odd. Like, I feel, like you said, it could go one way, the other. Like, I feel like you could almost do whatever on the...
I don't feel tired. Mm.
Dude, we got some Lubricity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just go lube up that throat, man.
They got to just hire me to do the voicing. Lubricity!
That's literally
your local
all the
CBS.
That's all it needs.
Dude, seriously, like the wave, I don't get the wave. It's like, oh, hey, brah, you like this, brother?
You want to be wet, man?
Yeah, right?
It's culture, bro.
But like, it's, I don't know.
I'm
curious right now how I feel because ultimately, like, you know, one of the great things that people think that cannabis is really good for is snacking. But what it's really good is experiencing food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you get baked with your friends. Good. So by the time you guys get to the restaurant, you Uber to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, by the time you're settled in, that's when you should be experiencing food. I don't recommend, like, eating food directly after smoking bud. Like, I want to wait a little bit for it to kick in.
Oh, yeah.
And get that full entourage effect.
Well, if it can be fully in the experience versus like, hey, we just smoked outside. Now it's going to take 15 to 30 minutes to kick in. Actually, that might be just fine, depending on the restaurant. You know, sometimes you sit down, it takes a while to get drinks, to get, you know, your waiter around, to order appetizers and that. So you might be 15 to 30 minutes before you get your food. It just depends on where you're going.
Yeah, true. True. Very true. And that's... But it's so, man, I like this.
It's the way to do it, though, because I feel like if you truly can have that elevated experience to go into it, flavors are better. Colors are bright, like more vibrant.
Right.
And so it is. It's just a more enjoyable experience. It's not that you're numbing or like doing all these weird things. It's going in to enjoy the experience more.
Yeah. Like, you know, this makes me think about that last podcast we recorded with Meredith.
Yeah.
What's her podcast called again?
Face your shit, heal yourself.
Yeah, face your shit, heal yourself. Great one. Great episode. Go and listen to it. We'll have it. In,
put a link below.
Yeah, when it's released.
It's a 420 episode.
Oh, dude, done. So on 420, you can listen to us and you can listen to us on Meredith's podcast. And it was really good, but, you know, she's really into art. And this is a kind of strain where I could really savor anything. And I really mean anything, like all the way from going to an art gallery. Like, I can enjoy an art gallery. I'm not an art guy. Like, if I see something I like, I go, I like that.
Yeah.
You can tell from my clothes, dude. Like, I don't buy clothes. I don't give a shit about clothes. Anytime I get, like, dude, these shoes, my dad got for me because he knows I won't buy my shoes.
Yeah.
I wear Converse because it's simple.
Oh, yeah.
I wear jeans. My wife, dude, I don't remember the last time I bought. My wife bought me these jeans. She didn't ask what I like. She just bought them for me. She's like, I know your size. Here you go.
Funny. Yeah.
And the only thing I invest into is shirts. And what shirts do I get? Fucking Lamb of God, funny dad shirts, right? Like,
well, even half those today, your Satan. Mom gets you, or your wife gets you.
Yeah, but she sees them because she knows that's my personality, and I love those.
But I feel like you get more of like these Lamb of God and dad shirts.
No, she
and
got
shit.
This for me. Because this, is one of my favorite bands of all time, right? She knows me, man, and you know I love this type of metal. But you know, anyways, like it makes me think about like I could really enjoy that, or I could enjoy being in the company of others that even if I don't like them, I will look for something to enjoy about with them.
I think with this strain, 100%.
Totally.
Like, this is just such a nice euphoria. Not as in I feel elevated euphoria, but like, is in the experience just with another person. I think I would try and just have it be an enjoyable experience because I am in an enjoyable state.
Yeah. Yeah. I am in an enjoyable state. Like, this could be like, you know, for those who are married and can't stand your in-laws, bro.
This is it.
Yeah, you get this and you are going to be like, fuck it. Right? Like, you got to meet her in-laws and you're not getting along with them. Dad thinks you're a piece of shit. Mom doesn't trust you because she thinks you're a sexual deviant because you are. This is a strain. And if you're meeting your husband's in-laws and mom's a fake bitch and dad's a egocentric fuck, this is the strain. You will find something to get along with that person.
Yeah.
Well, using this is fantastic. And you know what? It's cool, Brandon. It's actually getting more happy as it goes along.
Yeah. And you haven't smoked more and more.
No. Yeah. Dude, I've had
two
and a half pulls off of that. Now, it's a good size bong.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's so good. Like, I could have more of this and be total. This is something, this is a what would I say it? A decadent strain, meaning, no, not decadent, junk food strain. I could smoke this all day.
Well, because it's just such an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, like, this is good.
I don't feel like this would be one that you'd get headaches with.
No.
So you wouldn't have that aspect of it.
Fuck.
And it's not enough that you'd be sleepy and, you know, out of it. You don't get, like, foggy.
No.
So you're clear enough. But it's just, like, really fucking happy.
Yeah, dude, it's the best.
But not giggly.
No.
Not, like, over euphoric where you're like, oh, I just feel so good. It's just like, no, I just feel so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the best way to describe it, man. I feel so. You've hit those really strong, because that's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like, one, I'm sad that we don't have more of this.
I know.
I want to find this. Maybe punch, what's it called? Spike punch. It could
be very similar.
Could be similar. But I really like this one. Dude, the guys at FakeCo,
I've liked their work.
Man, we got to figure out a way to work with those guys. Because, I mean, seriously, some of the best dispo cannabis I have ever partaken of.
And for like live resins and just basic flour, I was like, oh damn.
See, like,
this is really good.
I think Californians are completely spoiled.
And Oregon.
Yeah, and Oregon, yeah. Because they have just such good weed anyways. But the thing is, you will still find shitty weed amongst those.
Oh, hands down.
But when you're with a company like FakeCo, Arizona, right? I know they're all over. But, and that's why, hey, FakeCo, if you guys aren't listening to this, you need to hit us up. Get connected with us. We'll try and connect with you because we want to figure that out because you guys are everywhere and so are we. But I tell you, like, I am really impressed with this flower. Like,
I really liked it.
All of them.
Is out of a pre-roll.
Yeah. Gee, but we don't even know how dry this shit is, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the flavors, yeah, it's mild enough. If you're... Some cannabis is like really heavy in the hemp taste, and
oh, yeah.
Others are just like super just skunky that it just sour.
Or they really have super peppery tones or really fruity notes. Like some of them are really overbearing in one way or the other, or some of them are just really off-putting. And you're like, oh, this flavor is just interesting. Like, I don't know, because there are some that are chemically almost. And so it's just, you have to find what flavor profile works really well for you.
Yeah, and that's the thing that when you're using certain products alongside cannabis, I got to tell you, you know, Luber City here, the mint one is really good. The strawberry is really good.
Save 20% with code CSP20.
Dude, done. You go over there. It's not expensive compared to how long this thing is going to last.
Yeah, I think it's... like that's a month worth, maybe.
About
I think that's what it said.
And if you're a frequenter on there, it's really going to be able to help. Depending on where you're at, say you are taking calls, right? You work from home as an SDR, some type of customer support. This would be great because I know what you're doing right now. You're listening to this podcast while you're typing away on your little laptop, getting fucking blitzed right now. And
no shame.
What if you got to start taking a call? And you need to drink all the time because
you got that cotton mouth.
Yeah. This is a great way to being able to do it. What was the code again?
CSP20.
CSP20. Go to CSP20 over to Lubricity. We'll have a link down below. Go click on that one. Literally, guys, we don't make anything from this at all.
Yeah, just go check them out. If you have, let us know. What are your thoughts? Do you like the Lubricity? Have you tried mint or strawberry?
Yeah, and you know what? We're open to it. I mean, like I said, you know, we like the guys at Lubricity. They've sent us these products to give us a shot and check it out. And we want to be able to make sure you guys are being able to get the same thing. Super cheap. I mean, what is it, like $20?
I think so. Something
around that. Like that. So you get a code, save a little bit off of that. You know, honestly, it's worth its weight. It's not bad. And or you just don't enjoy. I mean, I don't know who enjoys
cotton mouth.
Yeah, who is like, oh, dude, you know what the best part about this strain? Fucking feels like sand in my mouth.
Dude, I love that. And you're just like,
But it gets rid of that clicking because you get that. Sometimes you listen to our show and you're just like, if I hear him click,
I'm going to punch him right in the dick.
Yep. Punch him in the, you kick him in the dick, punch him in the eye, make him cry.
Oh, man.
Right? But that's 2-for-1. That's 2-for. But this is such a great, happy, uplifted, chatty, but not off into the weeds chatty. You know what I mean? Like the side, you can get sidetracked real easy.
This one. It's because you're focused. It's so easy with this one because there's no fog. There's no, like, your mind doesn't wander with this one.
Oh, no.
Did you lose your lighter?
You know, I got rid of it. I'm going to have a little bit more.
You should. Yes, one should. Yeah, this has been quite the experience because with this, I've puffed on it a little bit more than Jesse has, but I've noticed that I don't feel hot. Like, there's no... I don't think there's a too much with this one, at least for me. Like, I don't feel like I am going to be, like, this isn't one that really gets you super stony, from what I felt.
No, not at all. I think it's quite well balanced. You will get that peppery hit every single time back your throat, but that's not a bad one. Like, I'm not coughing, and a lot of that has to do with one, what I'm using, the jet filtration pipe.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it really super is. It just smooth hits every single time. And I can't say that about every bong. Some bongs just kick my ass. But this one, I don't think I've ever had a fit. Slight bitterness too, as always, but it's just really good and even good on the almost 4 hits now for me. It's really nice. This bowl would go a long way with a group of people. One bowl, 4 people, easy.
Oh, man.
With that one bowl, I mean, just to feel happy load another one.
Yeah. Because they could always load another bowl.
Yeah, but 2 bowls with a group of friends.
Yeah.
Or you could do this alone. That's what's really great. I would love to try it in a concentrate. And to really be able to experience those flavors.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love about dabs is that you want to really get the flavor like that.
The low-temp dabs give you such amazing terps.
The runts. Oh,
yeah. Even the cheetah piss. I've been doing that at such a low temp.
Yeah, and it's got like things that I didn't notice about cheetah piss. Like I don't even smell the ammonia as much as I taste citrus.
Yeah.
But not as strong as like the runts. The runts taste tropical.
It's incredible.
Yeah. But that's in the concentrate, right? When you're experiencing concentrate, I think this one would probably be very surprising. I think it'd be different than what we would expect.
Oh, yeah. I would really be curious what the experience from concentrate.
Well, it's got linalool in it. Yeah. And so I would imagine in the concentrate. And a disty, I wouldn't be opposed to having this in a disty. And I'm not a big fan of disties as much
anymore. It depends on who makes it, honestly.
It really does.
Because even like the live resin ones that I got out in Colorado were nowhere near as good. I've had disty ones that are better than the live resin one that I got. Yeah, it sucks to say. It's not horrible, but I've had some really good disties for being a disty, and this one's meh for a live resin.
Yeah, I tend to find that there are just some really good disties. Like, I like Select.
Oh, yeah. They've got good products.
I've really enjoyed their... But they've got a really good process. But I've also had other ones that are just like... some locals.
Yes.
I'm like, How much was that? $75?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It's tough. It's tough really sometimes. Tough.
Because it, you know, also accounts of flavor. And at first, you know, for those who are new to cannabis and you smoke flower, it tastes like burning plant. Like, it takes a while for the palate to become a little bit more sensitive to being able to pick up those notes. However, when you understand the notes, that's when you start really experiencing the flower, what you want. And you can tell from the taste if it's going to be a good time or not.
Oh, and yeah. And the smell. Like, it's a good thing to go off the smell, too. Like, what I've always found whenever
Joe, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's how I've always done it. Usually when I have friends come over,
the smell's like, good.
What do you want to smoke? Smell all of these. Pick one.
Yeah, not the name.
And then smoke it.
Yeah, just go from there. Dude, we haven't done that in a long time.
Because it's always like, what smells good at that moment to you? And you're like, this one smells the best. Cool, let's smoke that one. And always the experience seems to be really good when they've picked that way.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, the nose knows. I mean, it if you allow the scent to be okay. Now, a lot of people are really into the smell of strong, skunky cannabis. Mm-hmm. I am not always. It just depends on my mood.
It depends on the strain.
It really does. And in the look too, like I really like to pay attention to the look and feel of the flower before I grind it to make sure that I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm getting like straight up fucking nerd with it. Like I got the guy who like looks at diamonds, like
yeah.
Do the same thing, looking at the trichomes going, yeah, they're all pointing to the left. And that usually means I'm going to be fucking lit. And I mean, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just like, I really want to know that flower. What's that bud going to be like? And when I get that into the bowl, I know everything about it. And I know the experience I'm about to have. And I'm excited about it because I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I need to pick me up. Sometimes I need a lot. And I'm not ashamed by it anymore because, you know, other people in my life have been like super concerned that I use cannabis too much.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yeah, but there's a lot of people that depend on taking, you know, SSRIs every single day, which I'm not opposed to.
No.
But at the same time, like, you have to look at it the same light. What am I using it for? What are you using that for? We may be using it for the exact same thing. I know for me, I have had anxiety so bad lately, and my body goes through this once a year. It's just because I hold all my shit in. You hold all your
shit. Maybe that's the perfect time to do a dose and just like, not microdose, but just like let it all go.
Yeah, but this is, I'm like, when I'm smoking this, and I'm really hoping that we've got something similar to this in Utah. This is really, really good. I am jealous of those who sell FACO and have that really close to them. You may have smoked this before going, that stuff is dog shit. I'm like, but give it a chance. Give it another shot because this is great.
Yeah, for reals. And this one, like if you can find spiked peach out there, like, I would add this to your regular because this for me would be a daily thing.
Yeah.
I would use this one on the regular.
Oh, this is so good. This is like Tropicana cherries to me right now, dude.
When you were talking about doing a combo, that's what I thought about mixing this with. And I was like, ooh, could you imagine this combined with Tropicana cherries? Yeah.
Exactly. That's awesome. You do. I'm post-coitus right now.
Do you need a smoke?
Dude. Yes, I do. I mean, it's so good. It's so good. I can imagine combining both of those. You could make some cool moon rocks with like runts and this.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, dude.
Now we're talking. I haven't made that, but we have a lot of wax, like a lot of concentrate.
Yeah, I know.
I did think about making another joint and like rolling it in keef and putting wax in it. And then I was like, yeah, that sounds like a tasty time.
Oh, imagine.
I'm thinking,
dude,
about
these
it.
Are this is so great. If your local dispo or your plug happened to have this strain, get an ounce or more.
Oh my god, I would love an ounce of this. I would love a pound of this.
I would be totally down.
No complaints.
None. This is so good. No tightness in the chest whatsoever. No panicking. I don't feel any tightness in my back. I feel it in my head, but I'm so relaxed and clear. Yeah, like, I mean, I look stoned,
I feel
sure.
no No, I wouldn't say you're really
stoned.
No,
I don't
stoned.
Look stoned. Do I look
maybe,
stoned?
Maybe like a tiny bit, but not really.
But I feel it. Like, I feel like I'm just so high and happy. But the cool thing is, because it's so clear and I'm looking around, like certain strains give me the second delay.
Yeah.
Where I go, boom, and then my eyes move, but then they over here.
I don't have that at all.
Not at all. You mm-hmm. could play sports on this easily.
You could do anything on this.
Oh, dude, if you're a golfer, which we should do that this year.
I would actually enjoy this because I can only play about 9 holes before my back's just like, I can't do this shit anymore.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Only 9 holes.
I'm high. I apologize.
Yeah, but no, I think that would be great. This would be the perfect strain for that. It takes off a little bit of that pain, but you're like relaxed enough, but you're happy.
You would
like,
enjoy
who
it.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. We'll play it like a scramble. Like, fucking, who cares?
Blast,
it would be great because I'm not big into golf. Like, I could even go to Topgolf, which I fucking hate Topgolf. I think it's boring. I'm just like,
I don't mind it.
It's all right. I mean, I like playing, if I was high, I would love playing, what's it called?
Angry Birds?
Yes.
Okay, yep, that one's fun.
That would be fun on this, because now I'm not so worried about trying to crush that ball, because that's how I feel, like, gotta get it out there, bro.
I stop worrying with those, because I can sometimes outdrive Alec when I go, with a normal driver.
Whoa.
But that's only depending on the hit.
His brother's an avid golfer.
He golfs all the fucking time. So if I can, when I golf, and if I can out, you know, drive him, if I can do a better chip than him, if I can, you know, putt it in better than him, that's what my win is. I never give a shit what my score is.
Yeah.
I'm just like, cool, did I outdrive him? Nah, but maybe one of these times I will. And then I do. And it's like, I always feel good when I do that because for me, I never play. So I just go around and I'm there to have fun. I don't fucking care because I know I'm not going to be great. I'm never going to be great because I don't invest the time into it.
Yeah.
If it was important to me, I would and I would be better at it. But for me to play like once a year, once every couple years, like I don't invest any energy or time into it.
But I could enjoy it.
Yeah, it can be fun.
I couldn't play the video
game. Especially when I'm high.
Golf. I'd be bored as shit right now. I used to like the Tiger Woods golf game.
My brother was big into that.
But I could enjoy a game. Like, there's certain times, like, lately, dude, like, when it comes to gaming, like, I've been just playing, like, the shit out of Insurgency. Like, I haven't even touching Helldivers as much anymore.
What?
And I just, because I don't know what it is. Like, I love the dopamine when I go in that game where I'm, like, on point. And for me, I want to be at the top of the board just because I want to be at the top of the board. Not to say I'm better than anybody else. I'm just like,
it's just this feeling of accomplishment.
But yeah, but it's so, I mean, that even in that sense, like what you just stated, I was thinking the exact same thing, but that's fucking retarded. But then at the same time, it's not because I feel good. I get the dopamine from it.
That's why I loved doing that sales thing. And I would go in every day and I'd see my name at the top of the board.
Yep.
And it was like, I felt so fucking accomplished.
Yeah, you get that.
Because I was like, look what I did.
And you get that dope.
And I did that in like 4 hours. Cool. Like, it's these things. It's that thing of like accomplishment. Same with like, oh, I did this. Cool. That's why I love setting little tasks for me to do. Like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, I did this. I made the bed. Fuck yeah, go me. Like,
but there's other things I want to enjoy too, but I just feel like I don't want to enjoy it at the time. You know what I mean? But I could enjoy like a good book or a story or a good movie or a story-driven video game with this strain.
Yeah.
I could just enjoy things. It's not a fuck it all type of strain. It's just enjoy. Like, it just speaks joy. There should be a smiley face on every single jar that's sold at a dispo with this
of this strain. Well, you know, it's getting spring outside. This is the perfect time.
Springtime
strain. Go smoke. Go outside. Like, enjoy the sun.
I will say this negatively about this, though. You do get a tightness in the jaw. I'm getting tightness in my jaw, my left side more so, maybe because I talk too much, but other than that...
I do have a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not painful, not bad, but...
It's just there.
Now that you say it, I notice it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Weird.
That is so odd. I didn't notice it until you said that.
The dry mouth dissipates, even though I've used Lubricity. I think that's helped, but if not, you know, make sure you have a really good beverage beside you. I wouldn't get... This would not be a great strain to get CrossFitted on It would ruin your experience.
I'm not a CrossFit.
There's a lot of people that I know really enjoy that, and I think that's great. You know, they like to have a beer and a joint.
Nothing and, against that.
Dude, that's great. I mean, you're consuming less beer for sure.
Oh my God, yeah.
You're not going to be drinking. And you could out-drink your high, but you could also make it way worse.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Or you could out-high your drink.
I don't know. Is that possible?
You just got to keep smoking.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's how... If I ever crossfade, that's how I do it, is I like to have a drink, and I'll usually wait until my drink is gone. And I'm not a big drinker, so then at the end of that drink, I pull out water and I start drinking water.
Okay.
And then I'll start smoking. But I'm never high, and I'm not usually, with one drink, I'm not drunk. I'm not buzzed. I'm like, I've got a little bit, and then I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to have any more drinks.
Warm sensation?
It depends. I enjoy that. I like the flavors. I don't mind the warm, but like, I just...
Oh, I like the burn.
I don't miss it as much.
I like burn, and I like the flavor.
I love the flavors.
I love beer for that reason alone. I love beer.
Beer and scotch.
Oh.
I love the flavors of those. But yeah, it's the flavor. It's like coffee for me. I love coffee for the flavor.
Truly. It's the flavor. Like, that's the one thing I miss about coffee is the flavor. It's the ritual.
Yeah.
It's going through, it's pressing my own coffee every morning, but I drank too much and that's my fault.
You think you could get back into it in moderation?
No, I've experimented with other caffeines, hot, like even a black tea. I can't do black tea.
Oh, that has about the same amount of caffeine as a coffee.
As a cup of coffee, It gets my heart racing. I can have caffeine, just low amounts over a long period of time. It's okay. It will wake me up a little bit, especially when I'm really tired, but I tend to just stay away from it. I'm actually more gravitated towards cannabis to bring me up. I've used Tropicana Cherries and Cheetah Piss on the days where I feel sluggish. And I'm like, well, I need to get going.
Yeah.
But I've also noticed if I take them at a time where I've been in a sustained, like, elevated mood of happiness or just drive,
okay,
when I have it, it'll bring me down.
When you're already in that elevated state?
It'll bring me down slightly to relax. Not a massive drop, but it's just
as... Because your happiness or focus or energy is up above the relaxation state that you're...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm already happy enough, apparently. And then I got this like half pipe skateboard ramp. It goes like this back and forth and then it levels off. But it's really, this is the type of strain where I'm just like, I just can do pretty much anything. And I'm able to take care of a lot of different pains that I have. Like, I don't feel pain in my feet right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And my feet hurt all the time.
My back's coming in a little bit more now, but I think it's because it's been a bit.
It has been a bit. And I mean, it's not to say like my feet are hammered or anything like that. Just it's a slight ache from me being stupid with my diabetes.
Yeah.
So now it's like I still feel that neuropathy, but I don't feel it with this. So if you have neuropathy or neuropathic pain, this would be really good. Hands hurt from carpal tunnel. This would be really great for that. Neck pain, like I've had a stiff neck for last week. I don't feel that right now. So it really is. It's almost numbing in a sense.
Helps take out, pain.
Yeah, it just pulls that pain.
It's been fantastic. It's coming in a little bit more, but like when it's fresh, like when you first take those hits and that, oh my gosh. And for those who are newer users, it might stay in your system longer.
Oh, for sure.
I just have what's known as a crackhead metabolism. So it's like,
it's in and it's out, but it stays around pretty good amount of time. I could see this staying for about a good hour, maybe even longer. But it's good. Give it a shot. Check out your local dispo. Talk to your plug.
Yeah.
And we love you guys.
Love our Patreon supporters.
Thank you guys for
helping us reach everyone else. Like, this has been incredible. And we couldn't have done it without you guys.
And I know we keep talking about it, we keep teasing it. We do have episodes recording for our new show,
The Sesh,
that'll be a cannabis school production on Thursdays. But we are just...
I think, because right now, it's March 20th when we're recording this. I think we could have a 420 drop of the sesh and everything would be just fine.
Done. We'll do it.
So for everyone at home, we will hold ourselves accountable and you will get a drop of the sesh by 420.
Actually, awesome.
Let's see what day of the week that is, because the sesh is going to be Thursdays. So we just have to take a quick gander.
Well, either way, even if it's 420, any day at 420 or...
It's a Saturday.
420 so is Saturday.
We drop so a 418?
We can do it. 418, we'll be dropping the first episode of the sesh. And it's just cannabis-infused conversations. We'll talk back and forth. We come up with random topics to discuss, and we just go off.
And if you guys have topics you want to be submitted for that,
that'd be send them in. That'd be so cool. Yeah, absolutely. Send them in. And, you know, Brandon had talked about one thing I want to leave with is if you're at a dispensary, and you have a really good experience with your bud tender, tip your bud tender.
Yeah.
Seriously. Tip your bud tender. Because, you know, it's because of them. They're going to be able to help guide you. If you've got some douchebags like whatever's on sale and it just shows you that, whatever.
Yeah. Cool.
Just buy your shit and bail. But, you know, and that goes for you bud tenders out there that listen to this. Be that person that's helping them.
Have a better experience.
Yeah. Get them elevated. Don't just get them fucked up. Get them elevated and feeling it. I guarantee they'll just keep coming back for more and be that person that helped them get to that place.
Yeah. And as always, love you guys.
Take care.